Meds, M-E-D-S.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And we're going to try and help you to finish the year on a positive note and prepare for the new season the same way. We're going to think positive. We had a rough year with all the rain, with all the diseases, with all the insects and things that just was not in our favor this past year. We're going to think positive. And if we can help you, give us a call, 800-259-9231, and we're going to work together, and it's going to help a great deal. Now, what I want you to do is this. Any of you that have plants that are not quite as hardy as others, for example, roses, are not as hardy of a plant as a rhododendron or a plant like a yew or a juniper. What I'd like you to do is this. Another week or so, a lot of you are going to be taking the Christmas tree out of your house. And the bulk of us, that tree goes to the dump and it has absolutely no value. What I want you to do is this. Recycle that tree to your garden in some form. Now, some years what I do is I feed the birds in my backyard, and the feeders are attached to a railing off of my deck, but there's no plantings right near that railing. So what I do is I have a pole with a bird feeder attached to it, and I tie my Christmas tree to that bird feeder pole, and that gives the birds a place to land, look around before they go to the bird feeders. It's a place that they can look around. Across the street from me, my neighbor has a cat, and even though my backyard is fenced, the cat can climb the fence, and I have caught him many times near the bird feeders and chased him away. So by putting the tree there, the birds have a place to land, look around to make sure the cat's not there, then go to the bird feeder, and they feel a lot more comfortable and a lot safer. So you can use it that way. If you have roses or hydrangea, the blue hydrangea, the question, number one question on this program is the blue hydrangea. So when you take your Christmas tree out, grab some pruners, cut all the branches off the main stem, and take those branches and place them in a circle around your blue hydrangeas, around your roses. And those evergreen boughs will create a barrier and like a wind block so that when the wind is blowing across the yard, it's going to hit the branches. It's going to deflect the wind, and there'll be less dehydration to plants like a hydrangea that do get some winter kill due to the weather. Roses will get some winter kill and some dieback on them. If you've planted some new azaleas, they're not as hardy as rhododendrons, and you'll have some dieback on there. Take the boughs, push them into the snow or into the ground if you can, or just lean them up against the plant, and that will help them during the winter. If you live in a coastal community, I used to live in a town called Scituate, Massachusetts, and there were parts of Scituate where people would bring their trees, they would be put in on the beaches to protect the sand dunes from erosion. But they would line up the trees on the ground, the wind would blow the sand, it would stick to the Christmas tree and create a new sand dune. And it prevented a lot of erosion. So, and there are places that will accept your tree, they grind them up, and they let it compost, and they create a beautiful mulch. So, if you can recycle and reuse, it really does help the environment, it helps your garden. And when the season is over, pull off all of those branches, chop them up a little bit more, and put them in your compost pile. It'll take longer than leaves or, you know, tomato plants from breaking down, but they will eventually break down. And if you have blueberries love an acid soil. The more acidic the soil, the better your blueberries are going to grow. Your evergreens are acidic. So if you were to take your branches from your balsam or from your Scotch pine or your Fraser fir or whatever kind of a tree you have, and you were to spread the branches under your blueberries, as the plant dries up and the needles fall, you'll create a layer of needles that are acidic. You're also is going to work just like compost or like putting down some bark mulch. It helps to hold the moisture in the ground during the heat of summer. It will help to control the weeds. But because they're acid, they're going to make the soil more acidic, and that will help the blueberries. If you put these branches around your blue hydrangea and you really let them get crispy, and when it's time to clean the garden in the spring, bang the branches together to make the needles come off and allow those pine needles and the fir needles to fall on the ground around your blue hydrangea. You're going to naturally acidify the ground, and that will make the blue hydrangeas bluer in color. So don't take them, throw them on the side of the road, and let them go to the landfills. See if you can find a place. Because this tree was grown to prevent erosion. It provided place for animals to live and for birds to live. It provided a place for you to enjoy for the holiday, this beautiful tree in your home. And now it's being used again to protect your plants, to change the soil acidity, and to help your garden grow. So don't just throw it away. Recycle it. Reuse it. And it will benefit everybody. So take those greens, and it's going to help you a great deal. The other thing that I want you to do is, today's a fairly warm day. I live in southern Maine in Kennebunk, and it's 45 degrees out. And it's raining really, really hard where I live right now. So a day like today, the Christmas craziness is for the most part finished. Take a few minutes, go in your garage, go in your tool shed, and make sure that the products that you use in your garden have been put away correctly. Now, for example, if you have bags of fertilizer left, and you put them in your tool shed, and there, if your tool shed is a dirt floor, for example, when you put a bag on a dirt floor, it's going to rot the bag, and when you pick it up, you're going to have a mess. But the other thing that's going to happen is the fertilizer will solidify. It won't be loose and granular anymore. It's going to solidify into a big block, making it unusable, and now you throw it away. If you have bags of fertilizer left, they should go in a plastic bag. The plastic bag will prevent moisture from getting into the bag of fertilizer, keeping it free-flowing, preventing it from turning into a solid block, and going to make it so that you can still use it next year. So any bags of fertilizer, put them in a trash bag, and if you can get them up off the floor, it's going to make a big, big difference. Now, liquids, weed killers, and insecticides. If you can take them out of your tool shed and put them someplace where they're not going to freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw, it will keep them as potent as they were when you bought them. Just like anything else, once it freezes and then thaws, it loses some of its strength, some of its power. So you have you're using a liquid insecticide or a liquid weed killer or a liquid fungicide that's been freezing and thawing in your metal or wood tool shed or even your garage all winter. It's going to get weaker. You go to apply it. It doesn't work. You say, well, maybe I should add a little extra, which is really the worst thing that you could possibly do. Take those bottles, put them in a cardboard box, put them in your basement. If you have kids, duct tape it, tie it with rope, and put it where they can't reach it. But bring them into your basement where they will not freeze and thaw and the product doesn't weaken, so it works better. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ken on the line, who's calling about raspberries and marigolds.
Okay. Thank you. Ken, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Long time listener.
Morning. Thank you.
Question on raspberries. I put in 4 raspberry plants in the spring that a friend gave me, and they grew up to be about 4 feet tall, and I got several raspberries the first year. Question is, what do I do with the plants now as far as pruning and fertilizer? And the second question is on marigold seed pods. Every year I bring in seed pods for my next year's flowers, and this year I forgot to. So are they any good now that they've frozen several times?
Yeah, I don't see why not. The thing that you want to do on your marigolds is bring them in and dry them. Put them on some newspaper, and because if you don't dry them, they're going to get moldy, and once they get moldy, that's it. I've planted marigolds for many, many years in my gardens, and some years, you know, you go to pull them up, the plant will, because it was hit by frost, falls apart. The seeds fall on the ground, and when spring comes, they come up all by themselves. So go outside, break them apart so that you get rid of all of that seed pod covering, lay them on some newspaper, and every now and then with your hands, just kind of move them around so that they totally, totally dry out, and then store them, and you should be all set to have marigolds that you can start by seed for this coming spring. And, you know, the freezing and the thawing, there's no problem. Portulaca is something that comes back year after year after year in my garden. Impatiens come back all by themselves. But the main thing is that you bring them in, you clean them, you dry them so that they don't get moldy. And that's going to work really well. Now, on your raspberries, growing up, my father always grew raspberries, and they just took up an awful lot of room in the garden. And, you know, because they would come up, like you said, 3 or 4 feet tall, even taller. Once they got leaves on them, then they would bend over with the weight of the foliage, with the weight of the berries. Well, it's been a long time now, but probably 20 years ago, maybe longer, I was visiting Christmas tree growers in Canada, and we drove by this farm that said, pick your own raspberries, and they had brought two of my boys with me, so we pulled in, we had some time between appointments, and we picked fresh raspberries, and you paid by the pound. And we went into this place, and every other row, they had run wire and were growing the raspberries in, like, a cage. So there were wires preventing them from weeping over. And I got talking with the people, and I said, why is it that some are just growing natural and some are more upright? And they said, well, we tried something a couple years ago, and we had such great success that every year we're doing a section of our farm. The raspberries that were allowed to weep over would take as much as 6 feet of growing area in the farm. And a lot of the raspberries were probably 3 feet into the plant. And people had a rough time to reach and pick the raspberries because the canes were full of thorns, and they would grab on their shirt, or if they wear a short-sleeve shirt, it would scratch them. So they decided they would take half of the plant. So the right side of every row, they ran two strands of wire, one strand about 3 feet off the ground, and another strand about 5 feet off the ground, so that the branches were forced to grow straight up in the air. People could walk right up close, pick the raspberries, and their sales increase by a third because people found it easier to pick the raspberries, and they ended up picking more. So I think if you could do that, by running a wire on each side, and that's what I'm doing in my garden. One at 3 foot, one at 5 foot, so that you have like a tomato cage, but running the whole length of your bed, that will hold the branches straight up. It'll be easier to pick and a lot easier to maintain. So you give that a try. 800-259-9231. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries, If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-390-1240. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-390-1240. That's 1-800-390-1240. 1-800-390-1240.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. A lot of us this time of the year maybe want to try to grow something a little bit different in a house rather than house plants. A lot of the supermarkets and some of the nurseries that are, you know, open with greenhouses have herbs. And herbs are really easy to grow on the windowsill. If you can't find plants, a lot of the nurseries are getting in their seeds right now, and you can grow from seed things like basil, very, very easy, rosemary, thyme, chives, and it's very, very easy to do. As long as you have a south-facing window with plenty of light coming in, you can grow herbs inside on the windowsill. Parsley comes up very, very quickly. basil comes up very, very quickly. And you can be eating things like basil and parsley and chives within 30 days. Rosemary, oregano, and thyme are going to be a lot longer. But if you like to add some fresh herbs, you can buy little plants. And when you do buy something in like a 2-inch or a 3-inch pot, when you get them home, repot them into a 6-inch container. They will grow so much faster and so much better and a lot easier. And that way you can be picking and enjoying. There's nothing that adds more flavor to a salad than fresh herbs. And if you want to try something that will bring out your greens, next time you make a salad, take the salad bowl and pull some of the leaves from a basil plant or some chive foliage and crush them up with your fingers and rub the salad bowl with the leaves of the basil or the chives. And then put your salad greens in it and the pieces that you rubbed into the salad. The flavor will be absolutely crazy. So you give that a try. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Roger on the line who's calling about roses and also about cottonseed.
Okay, Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. Well, first I heard your comment about the cottonseed, and I know
yes.
You talked about that in the past and not being able to get them. Well, one place you can get an open pollinated cottonseed is Native Seed Search in Arizona.
Native Seed Search?
Yes, they're out of Arizona.
Okay.
I don't have the address in front of me, but if you just Google Native Seed Search, it should come up. And they have several varieties that were grown by the Hopis. And they're, you know, heirloom open pollinated.
Great.
Okay, so maybe that'll help you.
Yeah, well.
And then my question is, are roses, well, two questions. Are roses any more difficult to transplant than anything else? And what do you think of the endless summer hydrangea? I live on the North Shore of Massachusetts. Would that do good here?
Yeah, the endless summer hydrangea does very well on the North Shore. The endless summer, and there are a lot of newer varieties. The endless summer is the original ever-blooming hydrangea. It was a sport that they found by accident in the middle part of the country. I forget what state they found it in. But the endless summer will produce flowers on the new growth as well as the previous year's growth. Your common blue hydrangea, the old-fashioned Nikko blue, only produces the flowers on the previous year's wood. But the newer varieties, like Endless Summer, which is a blue, there's one called Blushing Bride that's a pink, and there are so many newer varieties. These will produce flowers on both old and new wood. And they are hardy all the way to the New Hampshire border. And there are places along the New Hampshire coastline, the Maine coastline, where if they're grown in a sheltered area, will do very, very well. I always encourage people to really protect them during the winter by tying them together, putting bark mulch around them. And if you do that, they'll do good too. But you give that a try, and you're going to find that they will do very, very well for you. Roses are not as hardy unless you're buying like the old-fashioned beach roses, the Rosa rugosa. But all of your hybrid teas, they really need to be protected during the winter like the hydrangea. So I always classify roses and hydrangea as the same type of growing conditions during the fall and winter months. If you don't put bark mulch around them. You don't put boughs like pieces of your Christmas tree branches. Use an anti-desiccant spray like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop around them. Those are the things that really help to make your plants hardier. It helps them to rebloom the following year, helps them to survive the winter. So anything that you can do like that is going to help a great deal. So you give that a try, and you're going to see that your roses and your hydrangeas are going to do much, much better with a little additional care in the fall and, excuse me, during the winter. Now, as far as cotton, I'm going to check out this, but during the fall, we were at different trade shows looking at the new products so that we can keep you in tune, but we were talking with Bayer, and Bayer is looking into the possibility of getting me some seed, and hopefully they'll be able to. And if we can get the seed together, we will be letting you know in the weeks to come. We're going to ask you to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We're going to send you some seed with the directions. And what I'm going to try and do, if we can get this together, is put something together so that at like the Topps Field Fair, we can have a contest for people that can grow the best cotton plants. So there's a lot of things in the works for the springtime. And one thing that we're going to be talking about a lot in the weeks to come, once we get through all of these holidays and people can relax a bit, I am going to be putting on my web page a list of shrubs and trees. And I'm going to be asking you in the spring to take pictures of plants that are listed, because during the winter, I am going to be working on a gardening book about trees and shrubs and how they flower and when they flower. And I want to use your pictures in this book. So it's not there yet, but in the weeks to come, the list is being put together. And I'm going to explain to you what I want for the pictures. And we're going to put your name on it. And it's going to be in a book that hopefully will be ready a year from now. We'll have the cotton projects. We have all kinds of things planned for you. The email newsletter. And if you're just joining us, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, when the front page comes up at the very bottom, you can sign up for an email newsletter every single Thursday. There's 4 articles. It will change according to the season. There'll be coupons. There'll be all kinds of events in there. And it's free. And it's also printable. So if we're talking about blueberries, for example, we're going to tell you what you need to do step by step by step to grow the best blueberries. You can print it. And that way you can take that to the nursery and say, okay, Paul says I need aluminum sulfate to make the soil more acidic. You can take the article. It will tell you exactly what to do for each of the plants. You can pick up the products that you need, and it's going to help you a great deal. So it is free. Just go to paulparent.com, and at the very bottom, sign up for the email newsletter, and it comes every single Thursday. You can read it, nothing that you want, just delete it. If there's things that you want, you can print it, put it in your gardening area, and that way when the information is needed, you'll have a nice hard copy and it will be printed so that you'll be able to read it. I know a lot of us, and I'm the same way, you're listening to radio and you're trying to write some notes, and 2 weeks later, you can't even read what you wrote because you were writing so fast. This will all be in print, all readable, and it'll be written so that you can understand what it says. Because there's a lot of gardening books out there that you can't read what it says because they're written in all Latin terms. We're going to keep it easy so that you can understand. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Yolanda on the line who's calling about her Christmas cactus.
Yolanda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Parent. And thank you for giving your knowledge and time to us less knowledgeable gardeners. And I have a few questions, but my first one is, I brought home a Christmas cactus, and it was blooming fairly nice. It looked real presentable. So when I brought it home, it bloomed for about 2 weeks. After that, they start dropping off little by little. A few little buds came in. I found a nice window for it that it liked. And now, like I said, it was the 21st of November. Now I have maybe one or two little flowers on it. No more buds. And I think the existing buds fell off.
Yep. And some of that is caused by the change of humidity, temperature, and light from the greenhouse to your house. Now, my Aunt Ruth was a great gardener, and her home in central Maine, she had a four-unit apartment house, two apartments downstairs and then two apartments upstairs, and there was a nice hallway between the two units on each floor. And the hallway had lots of windows, so it was really, really bright, but it was cooler than the rest of the house. And the hallway was probably, I'm going to say, like 50 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer when the door didn't keep opening and closing, so at night. And she loved, like you, Christmas cactus. And she would bring them in, keep them in her apartment. When they got done blooming, she would put them in the hallway, in those windows. And normally, by the end of January or early February, those Christmas cactus came into bloom again. Not with as many as it had around Thanksgiving and through Christmas, but probably at least half as many buds. As long as they go through a normal day and short nights. So if you leave a light on in that room, then the days become long and it will not reset. So put it in a room where the lights stay off and it's cooler than the rest of the house, and they will rebloom for you, sometimes even three times. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants...
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Donna on the line, who's calling about paperweights and also about your journal.
Okay, Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Belated Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. I'm calling because I overheard in your radio report this morning that you're doing a journal. Is this anything like the calendar that I've been waiting for?
It's something similar. It doesn't have a lot of information. It's a way for you to put what's happening to your yard during the year, and that way you've got a record of, oh, April 1st, we planted this. In July, we had this bug. And we use this product so that next year when you look at your journal, you'll know that in July there was a problem, and it puts you on the alert so that you can catch the problem early and it doesn't become a major problem. So it's something that I found from a neighbor, and it's really good. There's a lot of graph paper. There's places to put pictures of your garden. There's a place where you can put like a wish list, and you can write down plants that you heard me talk about or that you've read about, and let's say a relative wants to buy you a present, they can look in the journal and say, oh, Donna was looking for this new marigold or this new geranium, and I'll look and see if I can find it for her. You know, so it's kind of a fun thing. I started using one last year, and I really enjoy it. But I am working on a book, Donna, and I'm going to be giving you a list of the plants that I need pictures of to put in this book, and then we'll make your yard famous.
Excellent. My second question is about, what's the white flower that comes up this time of year?
Oh, the paper whites.
I found some bulbs in the garage. They're now still hard. Can I try to grow them, or is it not worth the effort?
Oh, no, you can still grow them. Now, these were bulbs that you bought during the fall?
Yes.
Okay. Now, these are the bulbs that you forced to bloom inside the house, right?
Correct.
Okay. You can grow it several ways. You can grow it in just a shallow dish filled with, like, marble chips or aquarium stones. But what happens is, when you grow them in stones, these plants get to be tall, and the roots have really nothing to grab of, and they tend to fall over, and then you get marble chip all over the kitchen table. So I grow my paper whites in potting soil, just a general-purpose potting soil. They stay in that pot. They do much better. And because they're in potting soil, when they finish blooming, you cut off the faded flowers, and now you've got pretty nice greens. If you can keep those greens actively growing on your windowsill for 4 to 6 weeks after they're done blooming, then you can put them in the basement, let them turn yellow, let them dry out, and the energy will go back in the bulb. In April, when you're working around the garden and you're planting pansies and things like that, you can take your paper whites and plant them in your garden, and they'll come up again the following spring at their normal time. But if you grow them in rocks, because there's no nourishment, they're not able to rebuild the food that it took to make the leaves, and they end up dying. So growing them in potting soil, a little bit of food, they'll do wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, you and Chris have a wonderful new year, and we'll see you in the beginning of the year.
Thank you, Donna. You have a great new year also, and we'll see you real soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll all work together to have a great gardening season next year. And remember, you can grow herbs on your windowsill. There's nothing that smells better than fresh basil, fresh parsley, chives, and they come up within 10 days. And it's snowing outside, it's cold, and you've got these little pots of herbs that you put up to your nose. Does it smell and taste good?